Well, Paul and Pastor Workner, thank you so much for sharing that. It's just marvelous to hear, you know, the opportunities, again, the connections that we have so close. I did want to note one thing. It was kind of ironic in a way. Pastor Workner is saying that he's going to be taking me, and he is going to be taking me. I'm going to go in February for 11 days to help with the training. If you notice this slide, it says 120 said yes to Jesus, but saying yes to Jesus is just the beginning. We are not commissioned to get people to say yes to Jesus. We're called to bring people to maturity in Jesus, to make disciples. And so there's an ongoing need, you know, to train and develop people. But he also said there's no need to send people, but here I am and I'm going. Well, partly I'm going for my own sense. I want to learn from Pastor Workner, my own sense of what God is doing, and to raise the sights in my own heart and mind about missions, to catch some of the fire that's in his heart and get it in mine in a deeper way. And so I'm very excited about going. I want to read you a passage and just say a few words and then I'll conclude. I actually have I knew that I wouldn't have a lot of time. So turn with me for a moment to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Let's just be encouraged by the role that we ourselves can play, because in fact, there are people who need to be sent, and that could be some of us, myself, I'll be going for the first time, but we also need senders. And if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul is talking to the Corinthian community about an offering that he's taking. This particular offering that Paul is taking, this collection, was an offering that he was taking among all the churches that he had been ministering to among the Gentiles. And it was an offering that he was taking to bring relief to the home church in Jerusalem, because the Jewish Christian community there was under duress. There was either famine, it was persecution. We're not exactly sure what the nature of the duress was, but there's indications that it was a combination of these sorts of things. So when Paul was ministering to the churches that he had planted around the Mediterranean, he was receiving an offering from primarily Gentile believers to take back to primarily Jewish believers. This was a strategic offering on Paul's part, because one of Paul's biggest challenges was bringing together a church that was comprised of both Jew and Gentile. There was a lot of tension that Paul dealt with in the early years of the church over this issue. In fact, a lot of what he writes about in his letters is an attempt to resolve that tension and to bring one people out of two. So that's the offering he's taken. But let's read together chapter 8, first 15 verses. It says this, "And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people. And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. So we urged Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring to completion this act of grace on your part. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. But I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. And here's my judgment about what is best for you in this manner. Last year you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality. As it is written, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Let me just pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We are always encouraged by it. Father, we receive it. We allow the Spirit of God living in us to hear it and in a sense bring it home to our spirit, that then we'd say yes to what you're calling us to do as your people. And we thank you for the enormous opportunities, the multiple opportunities that come before us as your people, ways in which we can involve ourselves in your mighty work around the world. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. So here's my message to you, short and sweet. The apostle reminds us of the tremendous opportunity we have to participate in the work of God. And he urges us to consider how we might match our lives to the lives of others who have given themselves generously to that work. Now, I have to say that I'm speaking to the choir, because every time we come to the church and encourage generosity, the outpouring is overwhelming. Just less than a year or so ago, we had Torley Krua here with us. Torley works with refugees. He himself is a refugee from Liberia. And Torley was struggling himself financially, had a very old beat-up car. We put the word out to this congregation, and we raised $18,000. And Torley bought himself a new car. It was amazing. Look around. There's not that many of us. But there's a big heart here. There's a generous heart here. There's a heart that's willing to stretch. This is a season in which almost everybody's stretching their budget. Is that true? You're stretching your budget? Buying extra Christmas presents, pushing it a little bit, loading it on the credit card, doing these various things. You're like spending a little bit more than you normally spend. That's okay. But you don't want to forget the opportunity to do the same thing with your giving. You want to be able to stretch. You want to be able to reach a little further. In this chapter that I just read to you is maybe one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich. When we hear about opportunities, and Pastor Workna's situation is one opportunity, there are many other opportunities for us to allow ourselves to be rich and to impoverish ourselves a bit, so that in doing that, we get to allow others to be rich. That is, we get to share out of the abundance that God has given us and to lift others. In many ways, the sending of me to Ethiopia is one of those sorts of things. Because I have extensive training and educational opportunities here, I can go and be of benefit in a place where the leaders are not as trained, have not had the same experiences, and even the experiences I've had over many, many years. You know, you're allowing a resource here that's rich to be given to a place where the resource is a little less rich and to lift. And in the same way, when I go there, the resource of the Spirit that's present there, I think, will lift me. And then we'll share in this wonderful way. In this passage, the apostle makes this idea of equality kind of the thought. You know, that those who have more share with those who have less to bring about a fair distribution. But that it then makes everybody tied in together in this beautiful way where everyone feels like they're part of it. He quotes the gathering of manna in the wilderness. He says, those who gathered little didn't have too little. Those who gathered much didn't have too much. Everyone gathered. They brought it together. And they were each parceled out an omer, which is a particular measure. Let's say it's a quart. And when they did that as a community, they found there was enough to give everybody a quart. God had not supplied enough manna. And when everyone brought their manna together and brought it to the leaders and they distributed it, there was plenty for everybody. And when we come with that kind of open heart to God, there's enough for everybody. There's enough money for all the mission work that needs to take place. There's enough money for all the relief work that needs to take place. And we have the privilege, most of us here, who are in a materially wealthy environment. Now, Paul makes it real clear, according to your means, we're not all equally materially blessed, but we live in an environment that's very materially blessed, that we get to then give of that blessing to others, and then that becomes a blessing to us. So I would encourage you in this holiday season, when you're thinking about gifts for your family and gifts for your friends and gifts for your coworkers, enjoy that. It's a lot of fun to do that. But now I want to say, have some fun with the gift of giving. If you look in your bulletin, just take a look in your bulletin for a minute with me. Now, I'm looking at my actual bulletin itself, but of course you've got inserts. You've got inserts from Paul Carter. You have inserts from Michael Dean. You've just heard from Paul Bothwell. Paul Biswas is in our congregation. All these people you know and can find out about, these are all places that you could choose to give mission money. We've got the Lottie Moon offering listed. You could choose, you know, you saw these videos of just the wonderful work, people going places that you'd never expect. You heard Pastor Workna, his testimony from Ethiopia is missions works. We send people because we're not called to just send a message, but we're called to send messengers. God sent Jesus. Jesus was a messenger with a message. And the message we have has to be embodied. It's in people. And see, we've got to get messengers there with the message. And they need senders. And so we have that great privilege to be senders. But in your bulletin, there's that great opportunity through Lottie Moon. We're still running, DOT is still raising money for Many Hopes, which is an orphanage in Kenya. Many of you have interests in different parts of the world, or interest in things that are going on in the world. I think of, for example, the International Justice Ministry, International Justice Foundation, I think it is, which deals tremendously with issues of justice and slavery and those sorts of things that we all would say we care about. Go online, find that ministry, and give to it. Have like a Christmas shopping spree of missions. In January, I'm going to bring you an opportunity to give once again to a Woman's Concern Crisis Pregnancy Center. When I think of my own life and my own giving, I like to think of it as almost like a portfolio. You know, in the natural, people like to have these portfolios. They've got various ways in which they're trying to make their money work for them. Jesus said, lay up treasure in heaven. Lay up treasure in heaven that'll have an amazing return. And I like to think about giving from a portfolio perspective. And we give monthly to a Woman's Concern because I don't want to come before the Lord in my day and say, I didn't have anything to do with the sanctity of human life in a day like this. No, I want to have something that says, I was paying attention there. And we have friends who are on the mission field, and we give our friends money, Bible translation work particularly, because we have a vested interest in our friends and in the work that they do. We have a friend who does educational work in China, working with churches. We give to her. In addition to tithing to this church, we've given to World Vision for 35 years. We've been involved with World Vision. I encourage you, you've got to have on your portfolio social justice issues. Don't just rely upon what we do here in a church. Take it upon yourself. Do the things that God has put into your heart. You have a passion in a particular country? Do you have a passion for a particular idea or ministry? Do you have a passion for water? Do you have a passion for children? Do you have a passion for girls? Why, the opportunities, if you can look online, the opportunities are unbelievable for you to invest that there might be equality, for you to get that return that comes through your participation, taking all that God's given you and then sowing it out into the world. So that's just a general word of encouragement in this season of missions. Have fun this holiday season. Have as much fun in missions as you do in Christmas giving. And let God be the one who shows you that He'll always supply what you give out. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You. We're so excited to hear about what's occurring through Pastor Workna. We'll be interested, Father, to hear about how exactly we can be involved in giving to that and participating in that. Those of us who are interested, who want to say, yeah, we want to be part of that. We want in on that. It's blue chip investment. It's one we want. We definitely want to get in on the ground floor on that kind of investment, Father. And there are so many other worthwhile works, Father, throughout this world that touch our hearts from our own experiences, either through relationships we have or experiences you've given us or passions you've put in our heart for people or places or particular ministries. Father, may we see this opportunity in this Christmas season as a time to give, to exercise the gift of giving that you've placed within us as a people that just overflows to your glory and honor. And we thank you, Father, that we ourselves won't be overlooked, that the giver also receives. And there may be a time, Father, when our generosity will turn into our need, and others will step forward, and they will be generous to us. So, Father, with that sense of cooperation and of, you know, connection into the Christian community around the world, and into the wonderful mission of the church, may we give without reservation, with great joy, not under compulsion, but under a deep desire, Father, to prove your faithfulness as we are faithful to you. We thank you for your work in this world and the role we can have in it. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.